Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
These are the headlines.
All right, for the headlines tonight, there was some Red Sox stuff that I happened to see. Red Sox related info. Jim Bowden saying that the Red Sox are, along with the Mets, the leaders out of the clubhouse for the services of Pete Alonso, which I thought was nice. Nice to see that. Then there was Alex Speer, who I think him and McAdam, I mean, these are two of my favorite Red Sox writers, like, ever. You know, really, like, of all time. These are two of the guys I like about as much as I've liked anybody that's ever written about the team. And I'm a fan of a large swath of Red Sox writers. I am. And the last couple of days over the weekend, McAdam had the tidbit there about sources close to the organization or sources familiar with their thinking are saying that they're going to be operating at a loss if they go much over $244 million. And that, I think, got a lot of people's antennas up. Then there was this from Alex Speer, which I thought was interesting. It was an entire piece about Sonny Gray and asking the question, can Sonny Gray be the number two starter that the Red Sox want in their rotation? And as I was reading through this, I got kind of what I felt to be a bit of a mixed message from Alex here. And it's not a deliberate mixed message, but it's just the way my brain interpreted it. So this is, you know, this is how I read it. There's a part very early on here in this piece. They say, is Sonny Gray a number two starter? The question inspires strong responses. A two-part survey of a handful of MLB evaluators seeking a definition of a number two starter and whether Gray met it offered the following. Evaluator one. Something like a 3 or 4 WAR over a full season. A guy would be excited to give two starts to in a playoff round. Evaluator 2 suggested a pool of number one starters could be broken down loosely by 4 WAR pitchers, 13 in 2025, 3-3.9, 19 in 2025, number two starters for number two starters, and 2.0 to 2.9 for number three starters. All four respondents suggested that Gray, after many years as a number two, now fell short of that standard for the designation and instead viewed him as a very good number three. Then Speer goes on to do a comparison between two pitchers in a graphic. As innings pitched, K rate, walk rate, home runs through nine, ground ball rate, barrel rate, WAR, WARP from Baseball Prospectus, which is like WAR but different. No, no, no. And they're very similar numbers. Very, very similar numbers. And then the big reveal at the end is pitcher one is Sonny Gray, pitcher two is Joe Ryan. And I was waiting for that. I was waiting for that. I was not sure who it was going to be, but I was waiting for the first scribe to come out and say, you know, Joe Ryan would be great.
Yay!
But in many ways, yay! Sonny Gray kind of already is Joe Ryan, except for the age and the affordability and sort of all of that. But if you look at the numbers and you really splice them down there, and Joe Ryan is 29, about to be 30, I think, right? Or is he 30? Meanwhile, Sonny Gray is 36. So that's a huge difference. And there's also two more years on Ryan's contract. of where he will be cheap. He's 29. Okay, I think he'll be 30 when the season starts or something like that. Or it's just year 30 season. I don't know. Either way, he will have two more years of cost control. And last time the Red Sox traded for a guy like that, they traded for Garrett Crochet. He was a guy like that. I mean, like a big hotshot guy in the trade block that everybody's coveting. That's what Joe Ryan is, much more so than Sonny Gray. And even though the numbers are similar, the ERA was certainly better for Ryan. And the age and the price are definitely things that make him more appealing. I would rather Joe Ryan than Sonny Gray, but I'd also like to have all of them. You know, like I don't see why there should be any restrictions on what this team's willing to do, how far they're willing to go to land a guy like Joe Ryan in the offseason, etc. But I read something like this, and I think, okay, why is this out here? Why are these two guys being compared like this? Is it to say, you know, we already have a Joe Ryan at home, it's Sonny Gray, you know, like one of the hoses at that, or is it something else? And that got me worried. That got me worried. Not because I think that Alex Spear is some mouthpiece for the organization or anything like that. It didn't worry me because of that. It just worried me because, okay, what is this trying to set us up for? Is he trying to nicely say, hey, don't get your hopes up on Joe Ryan or really any other starting pitching help because you got Sonny Gray, and let's be honest here, this is probably as good as it's going to get. Like, it could have been that, too. It may not be him parroting something from the front office. I don't think that Alex does that. I think Alex, you know, is very analytical and, you know, thoughtful about the stuff that he writes and the predictions that he makes. And that's why when I got to this last paragraph, I felt a little bit better. At the end of the piece, Alex Spear writes, part of Breslow's hesitance to proclaim Gray a number two starter was because the Sox might acquire another starter this offseason who would slot in front of him. Oh, might they? Might they, really? For now, aside from Garrett Crochet as the team's true number one, the rest of the starter designations are subject to change, potentially including Gray's. So, to sum it all up here, the reason why, and I sort of was onto this too when you heard that, because after they traded for Sonny Gray, a couple of different reporters asked Craig Breslow point blank, is this the number two starter? And he said, why get in the numbers? It's, you know, it's November. Like, what are we talking numbers here for? They could be number two. He could be a number three. We don't know what he's going to be. We don't know what he's going to be. And people took that and thought, well, wait a minute. You said you had 3 through 10 and you didn't have a number two. And so now you got Sonny Gray and you don't want to call him the number two. What's that about? And I sort of heard it differently. I heard it as, yeah, we have 3 through 10 right now. We sort of know who that would be if the season started today. But if we trade for a Sonny Gray, for example, then maybe it's more we know, you know, 4 through 10 or 5 through 10. I don't know. Sonny Gray, I mean, you look around the American League and what some of these other teams are doing, like the Blue Jays, who just had another big move here, signing that kid from Korea, Cody Ponce, who's been tearing it up in the Korean League. They already went out and got Dylan Cease. They made another move, too. What was the other move they made, Joe? Didn't the Blue Jays do something else? Maybe I'm tripping. Or no, it was a Blue Jay. Alec Manoah went somewhere. That's what it was. Ex-Blue Jay going somewhere. That guy's a real stooge, by the way. Manoah, I forgot he was still in the league. I thought he was done. guy's a doofus. But he's still, you know, still out there pitching. Anyway, Toronto, I mean, you look at their rotation, and you look at what it is. You look at Gausman and Yesavage and Cease and, you know, the rest of these guys they got a real, that is a legitimate rotation. Barrios, they know who their top five starters are. There's no question about it. The Red Sox know who their number one is. There's probably some question about who their number three is. I think between Gray and Bayo, you could make an argument for either one of them. But they don't know who two is. I'm not sure they really know who four is. And five, I mean, F knows about that. Like,
I don't know how much sense it makes in November to put a number on a guy, I think.
Yeah, so, you know, that's kind of where I'm at. I don't know that Sonny Gray is the number two. I think that if he is the number two, that's not the end of the world. But I think that's probably a level below what people were hoping for. And if that's the case, then that's a shame. But there you go. That's some headlines there for the Red Sox.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So let's get to our next headline. And that would be an NFL record, which was achieved on Thanksgiving. I'm talking about the Dallas Cowboys' 31-28 victory over Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs on Thanksgiving Day, a game that averaged 57.23 million viewers on CBS, making it the second most, the most watched regular season game in NFL history. Most watched regular season game in NFL history.
Oh, Jim!
The Packers, earlier in the day, they beat the Lions 31-24. That one averaged a paltry 47.7 million, making it the second most watched game in league history. It was the most watched regular season game since Fox began carrying the NFL in 1994. Cowboys Chiefs shattered by 36% the previous league record, which was 42.06 million for the Giants Cowboys in 2022. It was also a 47% increase over last year's late afternoon Thanksgiving game between the Giants and the Cowboys, which was 38.84 million. At the end of the game, the audience peaked at 61.36 million. Audience for Green Bay Detroit, 57.96 million. Dallas is a huge market, obviously. But Kansas City, Green Bay, and Detroit, not so much. This is the NFL, boy. I mean, that is incredible. David Burson, president and CEO of CBS Sports, said, "We're thrilled and honored this NFL showcase delivered the most watched regular season game in NFL history." Yep. Four of the five most watched regular season games in NFL history are late afternoon Thanksgiving games in Dallas. The Bengals' 32-14 win over the Ravens also set a mark for the most watched Thanksgiving night game. Joe Burrow's return to the Bengals lineup averaged 28.4 million on NBC. The previous record was 27.8 million when Chicago faced Green Bay, and Brett Favre's jersey was retired at halftime. You know what the most amazing thing about all this is? You know what's really like crazy to me about all this? Is we're reading these numbers, and they're mind-blowing, inconceivable type of numbers. And they're not good enough for the NFL. The NFL is like very happy about this. Obviously, CBS is very happy about this. The TV networks are all very happy with the viewership. But you know who's not happy about it? You know who's not satisfied? The NFL. They see these numbers, and they think this is a drop in the bucket to what we could be doing. We could be on in London. We could be in South America. We could be in Asia. We could be in Russia. We could be in Africa. We could be in Australia. We could be in Japan. We could be all over. We could be in the North Pole, the South Pole, wherever. Papua New Guinea, Sri Lanka. We could be all over the place. We could be everywhere in every country all over the world. That's what the NFL is thinking. So you and me and everybody else and, you know, American TV, we look at this and we say, this is incredible. What the NFL is doing here is incredible. And to them, it's just not enough. It's just not enough. Man.
Let's go, guys.
I don't know how you can look at those numbers and think that, but that's where they are. That's where they're at. That's the way they're operating. That's what it's all about. Next headline. The Celtics I'm going to get to here in just a minute. But there is a piece of NBA news that we have got to get to right now, and that is Giannis Antetokounmpo. It's finally happening, it seems like, with Giannis. Giannis Antetokounmpo and his agent are having conversations with the Bucks about Giannis's future and discussing whether his best fit is staying or moving elsewhere.
Giannis!
A resolution to these talks is expected in the coming weeks, as I'm reading from Shams right now, which will shape whether Antetokounmpo is available ahead of the February 5th trade deadline.
The Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Nailed it. Antetokounmpo came into the league having bought into the championship roster vision of general manager John Horst, or came into the season, excuse me, buying into the vision of John Horst and Doc Rivers. I went to school with a kid named John Horst. Different John Horst, I think. Before the season started, sources said Antetokounmpo would examine the Bucks' first 25 or so games and make a decision on his long-term future, depending on whether the team showed signs of competing in the Eastern Conference. Spoiler alert, they are not competing in the Eastern Conference. The Milwaukee Bucks right now are probably one of the biggest jokes in the league, honestly. The Pacers, you look at the Pacers, they should be better than they are, but at least you can say their best players hurt. At least you can say they don't have Halliburton. They should be better, though, with Nembhard and Siakam and Benedict, what's his name, Mathurin and those guys. Like,
Mathurin, yeah.
Mathurin, thank you. Guys with weird names. Weird H's in their names. Nembhard, Mathurin, like, get those H's out of here, all right? Why do you have weird H's in your name? But, yeah, they suck. The Pacers are 4-17. You know what the Bucks are? 9-13.
It's not a failure. It's steps to success.
No, 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 it's not, Giannis. No, it's not, my dear, sweet, simple Giannis. It is not steps towards success. You are, this team is crashing and burning. Doc Rivers, Giannis. Giannis is playing. I mean, it's not like he's out. You got Damian Lillard out. Sure, fine. That's a problem. Okay.
Yeah, he's out. He's in Portland right now rehabbing.
Right. I mean, he's not even around that team. And he's done for the year. He ruptured his Achilles just like Halliburton, just like Jason Tatum. All the guys with number zero all tore their Achilles in the playoffs last year. It was really weird. But they all did. And that's the problem, obviously, for the Bucks. But Giannis is playing. And Giannis is averaging like 30, 10, and 7 or whatever it is. And, you know, you look at that and you look at this team that cannot win again. I mean, they can win games. It's not like they're totally hopeless. But they're on the outside of the play-in tournament right now looking in. They're the 11 seed, the Milwaukee Bucks. So I think Giannis is gone. I think he's gone-ish, Antetokounmpo. And that is interesting. And you know what? This Eastern, assuming he stays in the East, which, God, I hope he does. Come on, Western Conference, you can't have everyone, all right? You can't have everybody. You can't have Luka, and you can't have Gilgeous Alexander and LeBron and Wemby and Jokic. You just can't have everybody, all right?
Giannis is a child.
Leave us something, will you? You're stuck here with Cade Cunningham and Brendan Ingram and, you know, like, who is on the Miami Heat? Norman Powell is like a superstar this year. Like, it's very strange. The NBA is kind of weird this year. The Eastern Conference certainly is very weird this year. And we'll follow up on this when we get into our Celtics talk at 9 o'clock.
Antetokounmpo.
But yeah, it's pretty interesting. I don't think the Celtics have the firepower. They're not going after Giannis. They're not adding another big contract like that unless they end up trading Jaylen Brown. They're not going to do that. Now with the way he's been playing lately. But it is interesting. We'll add some intrigue to this season when we get to the trade deadline in February. And there you go. There's your headlines here at 8 o'clock.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.